From terrorism to taxes, the candidates dueled today over their visions of each other. Hillary Clinton talked economic policy, and Donald Trump repeatedly claimed that her failures in the Obama administration allowed a deadly new enemy to emerge.
Oh, boy, is ISIS hoping for her.
Trump is stepping up his effort to tie Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State to the rise of the Islamic State this morning in Miami.
You know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP, you get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award.
And last night in Fort Lauderdale with this about President Obama.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
The Republican nominee defended the line of attack in a call-in today to CNBC.
Is something wrong with saying that? Why are people complaining that I said he was the founder of ISIS?
I'm wondering how you think that's going to play in some battleground states.
Whatever it is, it is.
The Clinton campaign dismissed it all as trash-talking and said it goes without saying that this is a false claim. He's echoing the talking points of Vladimir Putin and our adversaries to attack American leaders and American interests. On the campaign trail, Clinton ripped into Trump's economic policies.
Madam Secretary.
In a speech outside Detroit, she charged he's outright scared of free trade and likened it to the Olympics.
If Team USA was as fearful as Trump, Michael Phelps and Simone Biles would be cowering in the locker room, afraid to come out to compete. Instead, they're winning gold medals. America isn't afraid to compete.
Clinton went on to cite a litany of issues that she said Trump remains silent on.
He's offered no credible plans to address what working families are up against today. Nothing on student loans or the cost of prescription drugs, nothing for communities of color in our cities to overcome the barriers of systemic racism, nothing to create new opportunities for young people.
But even as Clinton surges in the polls, there is new worry for Democrats about a cyber attack blamed on Russian hackers. The New York Times reports they breached email accounts of more than 100 party officials and groups. That's on top of hacking the Democratic National Committee and the party's House Campaign Committee. DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to step down when that news came to light on the eve of the party convention. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi addressed the issue in Washington today.
Russians broke in. Who did they give the information to? I don't know. Who dumped it? I don't know. But I do know that this is a Watergate-like electronic break-in.
Pelosi said she does not know whether her own emails were targeted, and it's equally unclear what revelations may yet be coming from the hackers. We'll turn to the candidates' competing proposals on the economy after the news summary.